Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I am crazy excited because George from the Microsoft Garage team is here to show this ridiculously amazing app that interns built.
Yes, that's 100% true.
Yes. What is this thing called? It's called what?
Ink to Code, a Microsoft Garage project.
Okay, so what do you do? Well, first off, what do you do, and what is the Microsoft Garage? Because we've had no one ever from the garage on here.
Wow, okay, yeah. I get to be the first.
Yeah. So
the Microsoft Garage is a place, a space, and a group of people who we try to encourage new ways of doing things and new ways of thinking and new ways of experimenting for the benefit of our customers.
Oh, cool.
So we do lots of activities for Microsoft. We run hackathons. We have makerspaces. And we also have this intern program that's based in both Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh, cool.
And we take super talented, amazing university students, and they come in and they help us prototype and build experiments and really do amazing stuff like Ink to Code.
That's awesome. So you get to like tinker and try out and listen to all of our developers and build awesome, ridiculous stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's super
fun. Yeah. It's super fun.
I've walked through some of them. I think in one of our buildings, 27, there's like robots and there's like all sorts of crazy
stuff. Yeah, there's the punching robots.
Yeah,
you can go in there and it's. I wouldn't recommend sparring with a robot. That's probably not a good idea.
So what do you do at the garage, and how did this project come about?
So I mostly work with the teams that come up with different ideas we use to build new product.
Okay.
So I both help shepherd the intern teams as they come in and start like getting started. How do we get them started? How do we have the idea and bring it to fruition?
Okay, got it. So I think Ink to Code, I think we could talk about it. But I feel like we should just show it because it kind of demos in a way and then talk about it. How do you feel about that?
That's probably a better way to do
All right.
So I tried talking about it before and I usually miss the point. So
set it up. Like, what are we looking at right now?
So this is what you see when you launch Ink to Code.
It's a UWP app?
It's a UWP app available right now in the Microsoft Store. You can go get it for free. When you launch the app, you are greeted with a blank canvas.
Okay.
And I have my Surface Pen in my hand. I don't know if you can see what I'm doing here.
Yep, you should be a little pip right there. Perfect.
Oh, look at that. So I'm going to pretend that I'm going to sketch out my next great app. I think the one that we've been kind of playing around with as our nice little experiment is a tip calculator.
Oh, okay.
It's the next big thing on the App Store. I don't know if anyone's
I've never seen any or installed any. So
no, they definitely, none has ever existed before.
So you're just drawing stuff.
So I'm just going to start drawing, and I'm going to draw a phone. And you can see immediately what happened here. And I'm just going to kind of zoom out so you can see. Mm-hmm. It snapped in and started thinking that I am drawing a phone app. And you can see it just snapped into that right size. It just recognized that that's what I drew. So I'm going to go in here, and I'm going to draw the title of my app, which is Tip Calculator.
So the idea here is that we literally are just coming in, and I have this idea for an app, and I'm just going to draw it.
I'm just going to start sketching.
And I've done this on like pieces of paper, journals, books like this, but this is like real.
Yep, this is we've been calling this a smarter napkin.
Smarter napkin.
So many like great app ideas have actually started from that. So we figured it was a cheeky way to think about it. My app's gonna have a logo.
Okay.
You need to have a good logo, so I'm gonna draw a box with a cross through it. Uh-huh. And you can see I got snapped in, recognized as an image.
Cool.
This shorthand that I'm using here is actually, we looked at designers. We looked at user interface designers, and we asked them to show us their notebooks.
Yeah.
And one of the things that our intern teams that actually went out to do this, they actually did a lot of user research to figure out the right way to have these gestures work.
Oh, very cool.
So if you're not familiar with that, totally fine.
There's a little guide.
First time you're actually launching to code, and when you first install it, you actually see this very handy guide. Over here, we'll show you the different gestures that we support right now, and also how to use some of the
some
advanced features of the app.
Oh, nice. So
I'm going to keep drawing here. My app is going to calculate tips. We're going to be pretty generous, so we're going to start with a 15% tip, an 18% tip, and a 20% tip. Now, you might start thinking that I've now drawn these slightly out of line.
And yeah.
You're like, this is not super straight.
Different sizes, different
things. They're kind of all over the place right now. So we're going to bring out another tool. And since we're using Windows Ink, we can make use of the Smart Toolbar. So I'm going to switch pens here. And we have two pens over here. We have the regular pen and we have the constraint pen.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to pick up this constraint pen. And I'm going to draw a red line, a straight red line. And you'll see that it actually snapped and it made this dotted red line. Again, this is inspired from designers. We took designer's shorthand of red lines.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually where this one came from.
It reminds me very much of getting like, oh, this is a die line of a cutout, or this is exactly what you need to follow. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you really want to get precise, you can just tap on the grid and you can get this this really handy grid up here.
That's cool.
I'm going to bring all my elements into alignment. I'm just going to tap and hit snap. And this one didn't quite go where I wanted to go, so I'm just going to move it so it snaps to the bottom.
Okay, perfect.
Which is what we really want. There we go.
Nice.
And now see, they're much more aligned, and some of my OCD is gone, so we can keep going.
Okay.
We can have a text field in here for the amount. And if it doesn't recognize what your handwriting is doing, that's fine. You can just write on top.
Ah, nice.
And it will re-recognize and just do that. Really useful for people like me who've been used to writing in chicken scratch for so long that it's super useful for that. So you can move this around. We're just going to resize this just a little bit. And I'm just going to keep going here just in the interest of time so we don't spend all day. And I'm just going to have one little button down here.
Boom.
And we're going to have that say calculate. Oops. Well, one day I'll be able to write.
Nice.
There we go.
So you drew that box, drew a circle, and then you're like, this is what the button should also say.
Yep.
And we can see that the amount is very different than the button because it has those lines through it. Like those are the graphical indication.
Yeah, some sort of indication to help you understand that they're slightly different.
Yeah.
The really cool part, though, this is the sketching part is incredible, and we worked really hard on it.
I can only imagine because in my mind, I know one developer, Frank, who we've had on before, he's done a lot of this, like, this is what a circle, and then it snaps in, and this is a square. And like, that's not easy to do. So like, there's a lot of love and passion for just that part of it alone, right?
Yeah, we're making really heavy use of the Windows Smart Ink platform. Mm-hmm. A lot of the artificial intelligence and machine learning is actually behind it. It's actually powered from Windows.
Oh, cool.
So we're leveraging a lot of that to make this magic happen.
Yeah.
The super cool part, though, this is my favorite, is we call it ink to code, not just ink.
Yeah, I see the inking, yeah.
Right, the inking is here. You can see that. So I'm going to clip my surface, my pen back in, and I'm just going to pull my surface back up into laptop mode.
Okay, cool.
And I'm going to use my mouse and go up here to export. Uh-huh. And you'll see right now we can export to Android XML and UWP XAML.
Oh, very cool. So
the idea that we had is that we really wanted to make it just super fast for you to start with your next app. We see so many developers who they start building their app and they kind of jump into the tool and they start getting UI elements arranged on the screen correctly. And it's kind of hard to take that napkin sketch that you drew earlier and bring it into the app. So we're trying to jumpstart that process a little bit.
Yeah, and while they have the designers, you're literally then dragging and dropping and figuring out the constraint system. Then they're different between Android and Windows 10.
Exactly.
You know, I fell in love with Android XML because it was very much like XAML, but it was different, and there's a lot of different
states. Yeah, it's a little bit different.
But this is pretty cool, so you can just export right there.
So you can just export, and I'll just do both because we can, and why not? So if you're using something like Xamarin, which would be super useful here, you can use both the Android XML and the UWP XAML to make yourself a Xamarin app and have it just... You can start going right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to pick up my mouse over here. I'm just going to jump in, and I'm going to pull open the UWP one. I'm going to open that with Visual Studio Code. You can see that the XAML code that it generates has everything we need to actually get going. Like, this will render and display on the screen perfectly. And rather than just talk about it, I'm just going to do it. So I'm going to pop over my my Visual Studio over here, and I have a UWP app ready to go. If you look at our blog post, you can see examples of how to make the Android app in Xamarin get going, too. So I'm going to try and show you a different one. So
yeah, I'll put that link into the blog post, yeah.
Perfect. You'll see it's super, super easy to get started. Make sure I actually copy that.
The whole page is like...
Whole page, just drag and drop.
Boom.
I also could have just dragged and dropped that.
And then it actually has the real elements, right? Because obviously that text box or whatever, it's not going to show us squiggly version, right? It's going to show us the real version. That's the goal, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you can see I'm just going in and just swapping names in. The only thing, you have to look for the to-dos that we actually leave you. We actually make it a little bit easy. See, we put a little to-do in there so you can get going. I'm just going to replace this with the store logo that Windows generates for you just for proof of concept. You can replace this with anything you'd like. And we can go ahead and run this, and you'll see that it gives us a really big jump start on actually getting our prototype ready. So you could start adding the rest of your code, adding the app logic, and you have your prototype ready to go, ready to start testing out your next idea.
Yeah, I could see a designer just coming in, they have this idea for this next page, and here it is, right? And because anyone could do this. I feel like as a developer, I think sometimes it's hard for me to use design tools, but I can draw something, right?
Exactly, and it's kind of ready to go. And you can see, like, I have lots of functionality. I mean, these are full function UDP elements and just lined up and ready to go on the screen. Need a little bit of work to kind of make this look like presentable, but it's much less time for me to get started with my app than if I had to do everything from scratch from day one.
Very cool. What is the? Yes, this is nice. You just use any of your images, and then you can. What's cool here is that you can actually then. Yeah, see the constraint system. You can modify stuff. So you're like, I just go, this is, that was a phone, but now this is what it's going to look like on desktop, right? So you can start modifying that a little bit too.
Right. And if you start seeing something that you're like, wow, like, you know, like we're being very precise with the height and the width of what you're getting at. We really do our best job to replicate where you were with the pen.
Yeah.
You can go in and you can start modifying that and saying like, hey, like this is actually going to be slightly more pixels or less pixels off to the left or right.
That's really cool. What does the Android XML look like? I'm just curious out of the box here, because that's what I'm all about. I like the UWP. It's also super cool that, I am a cross-platform developer, but I want the platform-specific stuff. That's what I want.
Right, you can see we do the same thing. In Android, one of the things that we do to make the layout a little bit easier and to make sure it works on different screen sizes, we use the constraint layout. And so when you're building this and you're bringing this into your Android project in Xamarin, all you have to do is pull in the Xamarin constraint layout package from NuGet, and you're just ready to go.
Yeah, and if anyone's not familiar, that's kind of like the new awesome also too, because I'm really used to like linear layouts and kind of placing things and wrapping things. But like iOS, it has a constraint system, and kind of like grids that are almost like constraint systems.
Yeah.
Android has done that as an optional way of doing it too, which is cool. But yeah, these look familiar. I have text views and the constraint layout and all of my different controls that I would want. Wow, that's
really
cool.
And these come through, and these will render on almost any size display you would have running on Android. So it makes it super convenient, really easy to get started, and really easy to make sure that no matter what kind of device you're going to deploy to, that it will look good.
Yeah. How did so who built this, and how do I get it? Like. That's always my question. It's like, now everyone just saw it, and they're like, I don't want to go do that.
Right, everyone's going to get it. You can go get it now.
Yeah.
So where do it's free.
Yeah. That's awesome, by the way. Yeah. So where can people find out about this, and where can they grab it from?
So we always recommend that people come and visit us at Microsoft.com/garage. Okay. We have all the information about the app, where to get it, the link to the store, and we have two really extra big things on here. We'd love for you to kind of read about and see the our intern teams that actually put this together. They're super talented.
Oh, nice.
And this would not be possible without them. So make sure you go down and see you there and give them credit.
That's really cool.
The other big thing that we really want to encourage people to do is provide feedback. Mm-hmm. We are hosting a user voice site. So if you have specific feature requests or bugs or ideas that you want to suggest, we're certainly willing to hear that. We're launching this as a Microsoft Garage project in the spirit of trying to learn.
Yeah,
and I think what the whole team and myself, we're trying to figure out how can we make this a better tool to help people jumpstart their next project.
So that makes sense.
We're totally open to suggestions and ideas.
Yeah, so I'd imagine probably the first feedback you probably get is like, where's the Xamarin Forms XAML, right?
Yeah,
so that's where people can give you feedback as a
team.
That's
where they can go and find that and upvote that idea and help us prioritize that.
Yeah, I think
in our backlog.
It's an important thing to remember that like a team of interns like came into the garage build. How long did it take for them to build?
We got started with the initial idea back in June.
Okay.
That's when we started prototyping and playing around with the idea.
Yeah. It's amazing to see, because I've always thought about something like this, but I'm like, I don't have time for that, right? These interns, these interns come in, they just like build this amazing application. So
yeah, it's cool. It's pretty incredible. I mean, like we said, they're super talented college students, and we're thrilled, actually, that many of them are actually coming back to rejoin us.
Nice.
They're actually coming back and hopefully give us another hand to help us continue working on this.
Is there a place on the Garage website where people maybe that are interested in interning, like can they find that on the Garage website too?
Sure. Our Garage internships, if you're interested in joining us.
I'm ready.
Yeah, as a university
I get this question all the time, by the way, and I'm like, I don't know, there's got to be a website somewhere.
No, absolutely. And we actually, we work with the rest of our Microsoft University recruiting team to get these super talented interns. So if you're interested, please go to Microsoft.com/university. There's a button on there. It says find my school recruiter.
Oh, nice.
You can get in touch, and that's how you can get started with your application process.
Awesome.
So,
well, George, this is absolutely amazing. I love it.
Thank you.
We're
pretty happy with it. It's kind of fun.
I'll put all of the links into the show notes below. And there's some blogs on it, some more details, how to get it into your Xamarin Android application.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on and show this off.
Yeah, no, this has been great.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to be here. So.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. This has been another episode of the Xamarin Show. Don't forget to subscribe. It's up over there, down over there. Ding that bell. You know what to do. Get those notifications right in your inbox each and every week. So until next time, thanks for watching.